This is Dr. Erica Monhay-Greer with a scholarly Wonderlust blogcast entitled The Left Hand of Darkness, Right Hand of Light. I begin with a poem quoted from Ursula K. Le Guin's novel called The Left Hand of Darkness. Light is the left hand of darkness, and darkness the right hand of light. Two are one, life and death, lying together like lovers in Khmer, like hands joined together, like the end and the way. Ursula K. Le Guin was an award-winning sci-fi author. One of her masterpiece creations is a book entitled The Left Hand of Darkness. The reader embarks on a long journey before the poem above is included, revealing the titular allusion to an Eastern-style philosophy that is often represented in our own world by the popular yin-yang symbol, where yin and yang represent the binary complementary forces of life that make up all phenomena in existence. In Le Guin's novel, written in the mid to late 20th century, the left hand of darkness is the right hand of light. There is dark and light in everything, even if you can only grab hold of one at a time. Darkness is a moderately paced narrative that provides one perspective at a time. And since the main protagonist is the first envoy to a unexplored planet, that perspective is tainted by ignorance. Several chapters into the novel, the reader is presented with the idea that most of the envoy's trouble in communicating the opportunity for a peaceful alliance with a large conglomeration of planets effectively is due to misunderstanding and misinformation about the culture on the planet. Le Guin includes anthropological evaluations so that the protagonist considers how language and terminology have then led to misinformation and assesses that to adjust his strategy. The envoy realizes that even if he is unsuccessful in his mission, he will have laid the groundwork for future relations between the Alliance of Planets and this particular planet as the first ambassador. This keeps the stakes low in the novel, but increases curiosity about the planet and its inhabitants. Genli I is the first ambassador to a planet that is mostly frozen. It is named Winter by the Ecumen Alliance, which is the authoritative alliance in the galaxy. The first half of the novel describes Genli's attempts to understand the people of Winter, forge friendships in the name of diplomacy, and visit as many factions as possible. In addition to the linguistic and cultural challenges he faces as a foreigner, he must also be careful to dress more warmly than natives and eat more than he is used to because he is new to daily survival on an Arctic planet. The Left Hand of Darkness is the story of Genli's gradual awareness of the people, the politics, and the planet's culture. However, it is also the story of the people's awareness that others live very differently and know nothing of their individual and unique ways. There's one unique genetic feature of the inhabitants of Winter that is never outright explained. The reader discovers its role in culture language, as Genli does, as it comes up in his own observations and interactions, as well as through mythical and historical narratives, songs, and poems that are scattered throughout the novel. The people of this planet are without gender, even though they require two complementary genders in order to procreate. Every individual, therefore, is normally what we would call non-binary, with the potential to change their physical sex once per lunar month. During this week or so in the lunar month, called Khmer in the novel, a person may become attached to another person who is also in a state of Khmer at the same time. They form a temporary bond that results in one partner becoming physiologically and biologically masculine and the other becoming physically and biologically feminine. If they mate during this time, the female will likely become pregnant with a child and remains female then during gestation and postnatal care, while the male returns to their normal non-binary form. These bonds are temporary and usually unrepeated. Due to this reality, a person may father several children before then becoming a mother, or vice versa. Children are raised by the community, while their biological parents resume normal responsibilities in society. The Left Hand of Darkness has received a lot of praise for tackling how gender assignments influence the way people live their lives, how childcare works, the professional industry, and what is expected in relationships between human beings. However, the novel has got has also received criticism for reinforcing gender stereotypes and misogynistic views. The truth is, Le Guin raised awareness of an issue that is not often visited by wider society, and this is why her novel deserves to be read and discussed. The thing I found most interesting was learning about how a non-binary default affected the way society functioned on every level. There was no second-class gender to become relegated for childcare and housework. Every person had the same opportunities and advantages. The gender assignments were temporary and functionary, and most important, impartial. Certainly, there were outliers and prejudices. Advanced technologies allowed for a person to embark on drug-induced Kemmer, for example. There were also genetic outliers who were always in a state of Kemmer, though it was difficult to tell if these were exaggerated stories about individuals or actual, since the characters witnessed no one in this state in the novel, in the story itself. A person who remained in or was stuck in Kemmer was labeled as a pervert and often shunned from society. This could have dire consequences in a cold climate. Jen Lee was from a world like Earth. He was biologically male, and he was seen as an oddity by many and a pervert by some who did not understand or accept the idea of an alien visitor. Jen Lee did not seem to recognize the significance of his own gender bias. At one point, he describes women in derogatory terms as fat, nosy, weak, and not likely to pursue careers in mathematics or science. It is shocking as a reader to hear Jen Lee's description to an alien who has never before encountered a human woman. Ignorance abounds. As much as Darkness is a book about how large a role gender plays in the structure of our own society, in contrast to the social economy of those who live on the planet Winter, it is also a story about humility in cross-cultural communication, friendship and vulnerability, and social grace. Jen Lee learns about the planet and its people, its customs, and eventually successfully unites them with the Alliance. However, it is the reader who has the most to gain by understanding the differences between Jen Lee's culture, which is like our own, and the culture and society of the planet Winter. There is a danger of misunderstanding even when two people speak the same language. There is a danger of misinterpreting a person's emotional state as normal or abnormal, depending on stereotypes about biological form. There is danger of misassigning duties and functions based on prejudice rather than skill and desire. Le Guin crafted a story about gender fluidity in the guise of a sci-fi story about interstellar communication. The world she created challenges systemic prejudices and barriers that gender stereotypes reinforce in our own world. And I highly recommend that you read her book and would love to hear your responses as well. Thank you. This has been Dr. Erica Monhay-Greer with a scholarly Wonderless blogcast. For more information about the book The Left Hand of Darkness and other literature, please visit my blog linked in the podcast information. Have a great day. Bye.